Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shir on the Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. In the first two Shiurim, we were mamid many, many kashas. It was mamish unbelievable. I had such hana. So we'd like to continue and then start with the Mahalach. Again, based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Akon Agad V'Tzach Mandat Tzal, the Gemara asks on the Mandi Amar Mishal Av, from that, but it says, Kavod es Hashem mehoncha. And it says, Kavod es Avicha ves Imecha, ma kan ma la'alan b'chesaron kis, af kan b'chesaron kis. And the Gemara says, how can you hold Mishel Av? How can you hold that the chiyuv of Kibra Ve'im is from the father's pocket? It says Kaved Hashem Eilcha, honor God with your wealth, and Kaved Yisvecha Simecha, and the Gemara says just like Kaved Hashem Ahoncha is where there's Chesron Kis, so too Kaved Yisvecha Simecha is talking about where there's Chesron Kis. So you see that it's Mishel Ben, it's not Mishel Av. That's the Gemara's Kashi, and the Gemara's Teretz is that it's talking about Bittul Malacha. Bittul Malacha, which means that you don't have to spend money to keep it aveng, but you do have to miss work. That's the hekesh to Kabir Hashem Mehoncha. So from here, there's no raya that it's Mishel Av, it's really Mishel Ben, but the reason there's Chesaron and Kis is because you have to mevatel malacha. That's the Gemara. So the Chayrat Shira and the Gemara, that we paskin, Eng Zer Reshev L'Mechza. So just like Kabedes Hashem Eichoncha means you have to lose money, so Kabedes Hashem Eichoncha also means you have to lose money. Kabedes Hashem Eichoncha is not only an Otzah's Maman, it's not only a bit of malacha, it's also an Otzah's Maman. So to Kabedes Hashem Eichoncha, Eng Zer Reshev L'Mechza, Kvar Amdu Bezeh, Ayin Beshit Ela Neod Ela Mi, Ube Makna, Ba'oit, Ayin Shem. ועוד צריך לבאר את עצם העניין. We have to explain the עצם העניין. That, why is Kibbutz Avim different? All the mitzvahs say that you have to be motzi mamon. Normally, mitzvahs say you have to be mitzvah mamon. Pitom, here you have a weird mitzvah. There's no chiyuv atzas mamon. You say mishel av. Why would you not have to spend money like every other mitzvah? And even if you hold, like the Gemara in the Havamina, that you have to lose money because of Kabbalah Hashem Mehoncha, Kabbalah Sivicha Vesimecha, from that Gzeira Shava, say there, self kol self, you have to spend money. But why do you need to come onto a Pasuk B'chla? Why do you need to come onto a Pasuk? Pasuk, like every other mitzvah, you should have to spend money. And the Gemara in the end rejects that and says, no, really, it's Mishel Av, you don't have to spend money, just bit the Malacha. What sort of mitzvah is this? Ma'ishna Mikol Mitzvah Seisha B'Torah? So we can explain as follows. And this, now we start. We finished our Maseches Shel Kushos, and now we get to the Mahalach. And this is a lange zisa Mahalach. Baruch Hashem, Amish so much. It's like going into a treasure house with so much amazing Torah, so many treasures, Geschmack. This Yalfusa of Kabeid is not talking about the obligation to spend money for mitzvahs kibud avim. It's talking about something completely different, and that is that since Pashtei Dikur is uncovered, Shein Inyan Lemaisim Votzas Mamayin, Ela, the Diburin Van Hagois Bilvad. What's the Pasuk about? Pashtus of the Pasuk is uncovered, that is talking about how you speak, how you act. It's not talking about spending money. No chesr and kiss. The way you speak, the way you relate to your father with respect, has nothing to do with chesr and kiss. So therefore, lazeh b'ayi alfusa mimash ha-kasuv kabe des Hashem me'ayincha. Shebeloshen kovet shayich gam chiyuv al ma'isim. So what does kabe des Hashem me'ayincha teach us? That kovet is also referring to spending money. You have to do ma'isim that'll cost you money. And that's why it's an inyan of your home, of your money. And memela we learn from this, shelo rak chiyuv hanhagot yeshno b'ma shekatuv kabed et avicha v'et imecha, ela gam chiyuvei ma'asim. It's not only chiyuv of hanhaga, it's also a chiyuv of ma'isim. And ma'isim that cost you money. It's not only a matter of relating, behaving towards your father with honor, but actually doing things, and doing things that cost you money. And that's where the price is coming from when it says, Lamed Aleph on the base, Ezu we covered, Ma'achiloi, Ma'ashkehu. You give him to eat, you give him to drink, because it's not just a nice hanhaga that you're very pleasant to your father. You smile, you say, smach stu tati, how are you today? But rather, it's more than that. It's giving him to eat and giving him to drink. It's chiyuvim of maisim. Not just behaving properly towards your father, but maisim, and that's learned from kabed es Hashem me'ayincha. And it's, we see this lahedge in the Mechilta and Parshas Yisroel and the pasuk of Kaber Sevicha Vesimecha. Shomei ani b'dvarim. I might think that it's just verbal. Tamid loymer Kaber es Hashem me'ayincha. Honor Hashem with your fortune. B'machal u'v'mishta u'v'ksus nekiya. With food, with drink, with clean clothing. הרי להדיה שהנידון אינו על הוצאת ממון, אלא על הכובד עצמי. מה פירושוי? האם הוא בדברים דמילא לא שייך בהוצאת ממון? או גם על מייסם? So you see להדיה that the nidon is not on spending money. Do you spend money or don't you spend money? But rather, the nidon is what's kavod. Ma perush kavod. Is it with dvarim? And memela, it's not shaykh that there's hotzas mamon. It's just pashut an inyan of speaking nicely to your father, and it's not shaykh to have hotzas mamon? Or is it also talking about ma'isim? You have to actually act in honorable ways. You have to do things for your father. So we bring kabed kabed, kabed shem ha'incha. You have to do things. Ma'achal, mishte, ksus nekiya. You have to feed your father, give him to drink, wear clean clothing. So the braisa that the Gemara brings in the sugya in Kiddushin, that it's talking about chisar and kis, ain't a kavanah she'at ze lomdim v'ma shekatuv kan kabed v'ma shekatuv la'alan kabed. It's not pshat, here it's his kabed, and there it's his kabed. So it must be that there's chisar and kis. Just like there there's chisar and kis, here there's chisar and kis. No. Pshat is that by kabed is Hashem me'ayincha, it means you have to actually do things. It's not just being pleasant, being nice, but you actually have to do ma'asim for kabeis Hashem ha'incha. And memela, we say the same thing by kibudov. And since ma'asim costs money, feeding your father costs money, so then kibudov is also going to cost money. But really, we're learning b'yisodei shel davar. We're learning what's pshat kavod. Is kavod just behaving nicely towards the person? Or is kavod actually doing things, not just being pleasant, not just smiling and behaving in a respectful way, but actually doing kavodik amaisim? So we learn that it means doing kavodik amaisim. That's the perish of kaberes avicha v'simecha. Ella, shemikom akom ilashon abraita mivoar, shechiyuv hamasim karuch im chisaron kis. However, from the lashon of the brayso, we see that this chiyuv and maisim is connected to chesaron kis. So that's what the Brisa told us. It says, "Kaberes avicha v'simecha, kaberes shemehoncha, ma'ala halan b'chesrin kis, afkan b'chesrin kis." So you see these ma'asim involve chesrin kis. And that's a kasha on the man de'omar mishalav, like the Gemara says. But it's not a kasha to the man de'omar mishal ben, why you need such a yalfusa. We had asked before, what do you need a yalfusa for? All mitzvahs cost money. So pashat that kibbutz costs money. The answer is that's b'chalal what the Brisa is teaching us. The Brisa is just defining kavod for us. That kavod is with ma'asim. And in mele, these ma'asim have chesr and kis. It's not the limit, isn't on the etzim chesr and kis. The limit is that it's ma'asim. You have to do ma'asim, and these, and mele, that translates into chesr and kis. But if it's so, it's Mishal Ben, it's not a kasha, why need the yafusa? Because the Afus is telling us it's Michel Ben, but the Afus is telling us that you need covered b'maisim. And the chiddush is that these maisim, this chesrin kiss that comes from the maisim is going to be Michel Ben. First, you have to define that you need to do maisim. Once you define that you need to do maisim, then you're right. In Chanami, it's pasha that would be Michel Ben, according to the man de'amar Michel Ben, because all mitzvahs cost money. Why shouldn't this mitzvah cost money? V'nimtza lefi zeh, shema shekatuv b'braita, ne'amar kan, ne'amar lahalan, lo yalfuta hi lechayev davar, shebelav hachi lo haya chayav, ela gilui milta bilvad ne'amar kan. It's not a yalfusa to be mechayev something you wouldn't be chayev chutzas mamon. It's a gilui milta, it's telling us what's covered. It's being megalitas. What does it mean, covered? Covered means covered by ma'asim. So according to this, it would appear that when the Braisa says, ne'amar kan kaved, ne'amar la'alon kaved, it's not a gzeira shova. In any way, kaved is shemei ha'incha is midivrei kabbalah, and kaved is avicha v'simecha is midivrei Torah. Midivrei Torah, midivrei kabbalah, lo yalfinan. Ayin b'zeh Rashi, bov mitziyat aflam et beis amr alef, divrei ma'asim v'kishkoidam, uv ma'ashik shesham b'mar tzchayis, kanal. How can this be? I learned Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah Yalfina. I ain't Shem in the Maritz Chayis. So, this isn't Bechlal Gzeir HaShava. Beloshan HaRambam, Be'aloch HaAlef, Mitzvah Kibur Avei, Mitzvah Gedoyla. Rambam says, this is in Perek Vav, Aloch HaAlef, Kibbutz Avein, mitzvahs esei gedoyla. Chay moira Avein, shokal oisan hakosuv b'chvoidoy v'moiroi. Kosuv kaber tzivich v'esemecha, uksuv kaber tzishem ehoincha. Uva'ovi v'imu kosuv ki ishi moi v'aviv tiro, v'kosuv es v'shem elokecha tira. So we see in the psukim that we equate the honor of God and the fear of God to the honor and fear of one's parents. We say kabed by both of them. So this is a very, very chashuv mitzvah. Moila dikaramba. As you see, this is what's kibud avim. Kibud avim is it's, you're honoring God. It's just unbelievable. Gemara says that mefurish. That's honoring Hashem, honoring your parents. So the Rambam writes that shakal, that we equate honoring parents with honoring Hashem, that's the same minyan that Rambam writes, Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that we learn the chiyuv klola, when one curses one's parents, it's a chiyuv nisa, like the chiyuv of one who blesses, euphemistically speaking, Hashem. Because there's an equation of the covenant and moira of a parent to the covenant and moira of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the curse of a parent, God forbid us to do the same, chas v'shalom to Hashem. So what's this lashon of hukash? It's not mamish gzeira shava, but it's saying that the pasuk equated them. So we have an equation by klala, we have an equation by the greatness of kavod, shakalos and hakasav v'chvoido v'maror, they're equal. And we also have here, kabed, it's teaching you, not a hekesh, if it would be mamshe gzeira shava, kipshuto, then in gzeira shava l'mechza, and if you have to spend money, honor Hashem, spend money and honor your parents. But what it's saying is, it's telling you that it's a gili milsa. To explain to you what Lashon Kavod is. What's Lashon Kavod? Kavod's been nicen. V'lachein lo kashem midi l'man di'om al mishel av sh'rein hekesh v'gzeir shav l'mechtzah. So what do we ask? We said, so you're going to have a yalfusa al bit malacha, and you're not going to have a yalfusa on chesrin kiss. Once you have a yalfusa on bit malacha, it's also going to be on chesrin kiss. It's going to be on the whole kit and caboodle. It's going to be mamish chesrin kiss, because once you equate it to honor of Hashem, and honor of Hashem means you lose money, and honoring parents means you lose money, the answer is no. Ein kan yalfus of gzereshav is not a strictly speaking gzereshav over here. And the nidon is only to tell us what the word kavod means. But there's a maisa involved, and if there's a maisa, so there must be chesrin kiss in the maisa. And in that the Gemara says, no. When the Tana says chesrin kiss, it's talking about bitul malacha, that there's bitul malacha involved. We're not chesrin kiss mamish. Because when you give them to eat and give them to drink, etc., there's bitul malacha. Instead of working, you're serving your parents. But it's not that you have to pay for the food. Parent pays for the food. And this isn't shaykh at all to other mitzvahs. That a person's mamish chayv and chesrin and kiss. Kabed is Hashem Eichoncha. Normally you have to spend money for mitzvahs. But here we're just learning that the gather of the mitzvah is to do maisim. But there's no yalfusa here that it's mamish like kavod Hashem. Just we're defining kavod, that kavod is maisim. So maisim will involve usually chesrin kiss. And the Mandar Mishalov says here, no, it doesn't involve chesrin kiss. Chesrin kiss just means bitul malacha. But all the Bryce is telling us is not a yalfusa mamish from kavod Hashem, then it would require you to spend money, but that it involves maisim and not just the hanagas of kavod. Oh, so now we take it further.
Mi'atan nira'e b'tama man diomer d'mishalav v'loy dama l'chol mitzvah seseh.
ואנו שמסביר לילה הימן די אומר, שגם לאחר שנאמר מאלפותה, תכבד את השם מהונך, חיוש המאכילו, משקהו, עיקרו אינו במעשה עצמו, אלא בתוצאה של הכבוד המונח במעשה. והכבוד הוא התוצאה של סיפוק הצורך של האב במאכל ומשתה וכדומה. לכן אף על פי שנתחייב במאכילו ומשקהו כחתימצי לתוצאה של ההנאה, וזהו מעשה המצווה, אבל כיוון שהמחייב הוא הכבוד שכנל אינו עניין להוצאת ממון, לא חייב בחיוש המעשה אלא לפי מה שנתחייב מתכלית המצווה, שכנל אינו מחייב בתוצאת ממון. הוא עדין חיינו במעשה המצווה שאינה מחייבת ממון. So the reason of the man, the Omar, Michel Av, and it's not similar at all to the mitzvah say that you have to spend money, but here it has to come out of the father's bank account, is because this man, the Omar, holds that even after you have the alfusa of kabedes Hashem mehoincha, a chiyuv of ma'achilu o mashkeyu, the ikir here is not the maisa itself, but rather the toitzah, the outcome of kavod, was licked in their maisa, shemunach, that's encapsulated in the maisa. The ikar is the kavod that comes out of the maisa. It's not the maisa itself, that's the tachlis, but it's the toitzah of the maisa, the outcome of the maisa, that kavod is being given to your parent. And since you're mesapik the tzarich of the father likes toast with butter, and his cup of coffee with milk, and a bowl of cereal, he likes Rice Krispies, and the son gives him the Rice Krispies with the toast, with the butter, with the coffee. Mamish, the father is sitting in the shtikl gan eden, and the son is serving him, sitting b'chvod shel olam. So now the father's needs are met. That is the kavod. That's the what the Torah requires us, and we have to mechabit our parents, the toitzah, the outcome of sipuk hatzorech shel ha'av, of fulfilling the need of the father of food and drink. And therefore, even though nischayev b'ma'achilo u'mashkeyu, you have to give him to eat and drink as a means for the outcome of the hanah. The outcome is that your father is getting his hanah, he's getting his kavod. But you have to do something to get there. So that's the maisa ha-mitzvah. It's not the tachlis of the mitzvah. The tachlis of the mitzvah is that your father is getting his kavod. But the maisa of the mitzvah is giving him his food, giving him his drink. They write at the end. And what Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Yad HaMelech, in Halacha Aleph, Beis Beis, in Pelek Vov, if I'm not mistaken, we learned that together. But since the Mechayiv of Kavod is not about Hotzos Mammon, who says Kavod is Hotzos Mammon? If you have a mitzvah that requires Hotzos Mammon, so then you have to spend. But here, that's not the mitzvah. The gedder of the mitzvah is that your father's needs are met. Your father is getting his respect. That's the definition of the mitzvah. And there's not even a maisa that's required. Kibud Avim doesn't mean do maisim to be mechabed your father. Kibud Avim is pshat, make sure that your father is mechubed. But how do you do that? What's the echetimsi? What are the means? The answer is you do maisim. And the maisim only have to go so far as they will fulfill the tachlis. And that is in Mechayv Otzos Mammon. So, if you go to your parents' kitchen cabinet, and you take out the food and feed your father with your parents' food, that they pay for, your father paid for, so he's going to be mechubed. His needs are being taken care of. He's sitting at the table, and you're serving him. So the tachlis is going to be fulfilled. So why do you have to spend it? Your father's needs are met even if you don't spend it. Again, we spoke about before in previous year that if your father doesn't have money, then you have to spend. But we're talking about what your father has. So if your father has, his needs are going to be met even if it's coming from his own wallet, even if he's doing the spending. So the tachlis hamitzvah is in mechayv hotzas mamon. And memela the maisa hamitzvah is also not mechayv hotzas mamon. Since the tachlis is he should be mechubid, so doing this act of kibud is a mechayv hotzas mamon. And this is similar to what the Bach writes in Simen Reish Mem, in the Shach, in Sif Kotten Hei, Bebiul Divrei Atul, She'eino chayav lechazer al ha'ptachim lehavi mamon le'aviv. That you don't have to go from door to door to get money for your father. You have to go begging. Sometimes I see fathers begging for their children. I say, oh, he comes around, he's collecting. He has an adult married son, and he's collecting. The son is able-bodied, so that doesn't make me so happy. Old parents should be going around collecting money for their children. Kopan, the son, Al Pidin, is not chayiv to be mechazer al apsochim, to go from door to door to bring his father money. Frak the Chazonish in Yoredei and Simin Kuf Memtes, Siv Kotten Beis. Maishna havas gozolos, mehavas hamaman lav. If you have to bring him chickens, then why shouldn't you have to bring him money? You have to go schlep, you have to go to the butcher and bring him his chicken, so why shouldn't you have to go schlep to bring him his money? Maishna? So he explains the Torah differently. But the Bach writes that he's putter because that's not guf hakovid. In other words, the mechayiv is the toitzah. There's just a chiyuv of maisa in order to achieve this toitzah, this outcome. But there is only, it's only on a maisa from which there is going to be a toitzah of the father getting hana. But bringing money, which is not a hana of ma'achilo mashkeyu be'etzim ha'maisa, when you do this maisa of getting your father money, is that ma'achilo mashkeyu? He's going to eat the money. Rashtetzach, he's not going to eat the money. Zalzei no chayav. Al zeh no chayav. Wadin kenu legabe otzas mamen. She'ein b'koach ha'chiyuv al ha'tachlit l'chayev oto yoter mi ha'mechayev atzmo. And so too, with regard to spending money. The chiyuv on the tachlis she'ein b'koach ha'chiyuv al ha'tachlis l'chayvo yoser me'am ha'chayv atzma. Notice you don't have to do a maisa that's more than the tachlis of the mitzvah obligates you. So what's the tachlis of the mitzvah? The tachlis of the mitzvah is ma'achilo mashkeyu. So therefore you're not obligated in a mice of getting him mamon, because that's not ma'achilo mashkeyu. So just like the tachlis is ma'achilo mashkeyu, the mice can't be machayev more than the tachlis of mitzvah. So you can't say there's a mice to get money. That's not ma'achilo mashkeyu. So therefore you don't have to be mechazer al psachim for your father. However, that's not connected to bitul malacha. The kevin shen eschayev b'chiyuv ma'isa shel ma'achilu mashkeyu. Of course, you have to mevatel your malacha, because since you are mischayev in a chiyuv of ma'isa of ma'achilu mashkeyu, you have to give yourself over for the mitzvah. That's in every case, even if it means missing out on work. Because the gedder of the mitzvah is making sure ultimately that your father has kavod. And the mice is doing maisim of kavod to get him there, so that means even if it means bitul malacha. But not nesinas mammon. The paying money has nothing to do with the mitzvah. You have to give yourself over for the mitzvah, but you don't have to give money. So giving yourself over involves losing work. You're not giving money. Maybe that's Pshat and Chazon Ish, and Eben Ezer, and Kuf Mem Ches, and his Kedushin, and Masechet's Kedushin, and the Sugi over there, and Yerodeh, Kuf Mem Tes, Siv Kot and Beis, explaining that Mandi Omer, that Mrs. Kivit Einer Neufeld, Al Nasinas Mom, and Ayn Shah, maybe he means what we're saying. So we still have a lot more to talk about. But before we conclude, we can say a little bit different. That in fact, the chiyuv is on the etzem ha-machil ha-mashkeo, not just the tetzah. The nesinas machil itself, not only the tetzah sanav v'kavit sheyesh b'zeh. But since afkei rachmana v'lashon kavit, Shekanal eino inyan lehotzat mamon. Galiba zekra she'en chiyuv lotzi mamon al mitzvah zo. Since the Torah is a lashon of kavod, and kavod doesn't mean hotzas mamon, so the Torah is megala, that there's no chiyuv hotzas mamon. Kavod is not hotzas mamon. Somebody comes to the room, I stand up for him, I smile, how are you? That's kavod, not hotzas mamon. So either the tachlis of the mitzvah is that he should be mechubed, and therefore for the mice and mitzvah you don't have to spend money, because the mice is not mechayib more than the tachlis, or the tachlis of the mitzvah is giving him kavod. The etzem achila mashkeo, not the toitzah that he is mechubed, but that chiyuv of machila mashkeo doesn't involve spending money, because that chiyuv is just that you're being mechabed him by doing this mice of machil mashkeo. So you could say that the etzem gedder of the mitzvah is not the tatzah. It's the ma'isa machil mashkeo, but who says the machil mashkeo requires not spending money? Ma'pitam. It's kavod. Kavod doesn't require money. So mitzvah Hashem, in the next shir, we are going to be marchiv, and we still have so many kashas to answer from previous shiurim. So the siyata d'shmaya, b'lina there, we shall continue. Hashem should give us the koach, the moach, the financial means, everything we need in order to continue learning this and to serve in the emes, simcha. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.